Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, all right. Hallelujah, all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all right. We do long to worship at your feet, y'all. To come before you with praises and thanksgivings for all of your mighty feats and the labor of love you have shown unto us all. For you have sent your begotten Son in flesh for the assurance of our salvation, to deliver us from every power of darkness, every bondage of the flesh. You have brought liberty to the knowledge and revelation of Yeshua, the Messiah of Yahweh. And we thank you, Father, for this service tonight, that our hearts may be recharged, and that the emphasis may be upon you, Father, not upon our desires, our flesh, our own will and determination, but that we purpose in our hearts above all things to please you, to acknowledge you, to worship you, and do all things faithfully and obedient unto you, Father. I pray that that be the prayer and the desire of the house of Israel. We thank you tonight. Now let your Shekinah glory, your honor, shine in the midst of the house, that thy name will be exalted, and that the praises of our lips and the thanksgivings of our hearts will acknowledge you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now grant unto us tonight your revelation truth, that it may change our hearts and everything about us. We ask all things, and that blessed assurance and the hope of Yeshua, Messiah, King of Israel. We thank you, we praise you tonight, and we bless you with hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Do bless the Father tonight for all things. I want us to gather here one evening and simply just praise the Father and truly worship Him and call upon His name. For Scripture says He inhabit the praises of the saints. He dwells in the midst of the multitude of praises with hands raised to the heavens, with our hearts open unto Him to bless Him and to thank Him. It is so wonderful today to be able to do that. The midst of a corrupt generation that is so perverted that there is nothing pure today. Nothing is sacred or sanctified. The flesh has polluted everything, and yet the name of Yahweh is a strong tower in the midst of a troublesome generation and a people that has turned their hearts away from the simplicity of truth. Above all things, we need the ability to hear today, and that Yahweh give us that understanding of His truth, that we rely upon it with everything that is in us. We trust Him, and we must learn how to trust Him. We say we trust Him, but our hearts do not show forth that type of trust. We must trust Him with everything, our lives, for our hope is in Him. And so when we do that, we're willing to lay down everything to ascertain or to get the great pearl. And that is the great understanding of whom He is in the midst of this generation. So much confusion today. Every truth is distorted. That is why we must be filled with the Spirit. We need the power and the unction of the Kudush Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. We need that anointing mightily in our souls. It has nothing to do with some kind of shake, bump, or move. It has a pure desire, or it generates that pure desire to hear what thus saith Yahweh and what the Father speaks. Because the Spirit will speak what the Father speaks. It will speak what the Father speaks. And so the Spirit that is in man today, it speaks what the carnal man says. That's why there is much folly and frivolity and shameful things. We do things and say things that are not according to Scripture. And we know one thing, that Yahweh is not mocked. Whatsoever a man speak, or whatsoever a man doeth, that shall he also, whatsoever he soweth, that shall he also reap. And so every idle word that we speak, we're going to be judged accordingly. Words that have no significant power, it brings about division, a strain on the fellowship. So you're going to be judged accordingly. He's going to judge of every one of those words. So that's why it's important for us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and then slow to wrath, slow to anger, strife and sedition, ready to battle and to fight. That ought not to be the spirit of the saints of Yahweh. There's only one battle that we should be engaged in, and that is to fight the fight of faith. We should battle for that for our souls. I want to emphasize a word tonight, saints. I think it's quite important. As I said to the saints today, it is one true sign of a virtuous and a pure woman and the entity that is called the Assembly of Yahweh. You will know because there is a willingness of heart to obey and keep the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. When a man has that willingness, that he has purpose in his heart, that he concur with what Yahweh says, he will obey it without any distractions in his life. You will find a man that is walking in the strength and the power of Almighty Yahweh. It's only when a man begins to rebel, when he is unwilling to do what Yahweh says. And there's one thing about the nature of the natural man, it is always willing to sin. It is willing to rebel against Almighty Yahweh. Scripture tells us, young man, or we that are in the Spirit, if one entice us to sin, it tells us to consent not to go along with them. Do not be willing to sin and to do things that are corrupt. You know that they are corrupt things, and when you're willing to do that, then there is certainly something missing from your soul when there's a willingness to disobey the things of Yahweh. Everyone will fall and they will succumb. But when a man is willing to do it, that's a different thing. When one is willing, there is a purpose in their heart to do those things that oppose what things Yahweh says. Now what I want to do first, I want to define that word willing. I want to do that. And I want to go from the Hebrew lexicon. I want to define it from the Hebrew lexicon. When one is willing, it is to consent. And they agree voluntarily. When someone volunteered to do something, they don't murmur nor they complain. They will not oppose the thing, the assignment, or what Yahweh commands them to do. They do it with an effort to make sure that they please the one that has requested of them to do the thing. When I was in the military, they would always tell you, don't volunteer for nothing. And I would find myself volunteering for certain things. They would not tell you what they wanted you to do. They would simply come and say, I need 3 men for detail. And so you really do not know what the detail consists of. And most of the men would not volunteer. So I found myself volunteering for those kinds of details. And I will find myself getting the best details because I volunteered. Now when they had to choose you, then they may put you on something that you may not like. And so what Yahweh wants out of the hearts of his people is this consistency to do it without opposing what he says. To do it with a purpose in your heart. That he is the one that is orchestrating the thing. He is directing your path and your heart to do it. And when he does that, he will bring forth an excellent fruit out of your heart. And so when we have a willing heart, we will not murmur. We will not complain as to what he requests of us. We will do it in a way that we will show him that I do it to please you, Father, and that's my desire. One must be willing. It is to consent. And that is to agree with what he commands us to do. There must be a desire to do it willingly. If you don't have the desire, you will not do it willingly. You will battle, you will fight against it. You will look for every reason not to do it. And so he wants that to be in our hearts, a desire to do it. It must be a burning urgency to do it. He is not going to compel you to do it. He is not going to force you to do it. No father wants to force a son or a daughter to do something. The father, the mother wants them to do it because they desire to do it. They know who they are doing it for. And when we don't know who we are doing this for, then we will not be willing to do it. And if we don't know him, then there will be no willingness to do what he commands us to do. It is to yield. It is to accept what he says. And to accept what Yahweh says, it is to receive it willingly. You must receive what he says willingly. You don't fight against what he says. You simply receive what he says. You just receive it in your heart willingly. It is to endure it without any protest or reaction. You do it because you know that it is the righteous thing to do. If you do it and you protest, you have not done it willingly. If you do it with murmuring and complaining, you have not done it willingly. So what he commands us to do, you must do without any kind of protest. Because you know who you are pleasing. And if you don't know who you're pleasing, then you will protest against it. You will make all kinds of reasonings because you're protesting against Yahweh. So you cannot have any opposition against him as to what he commands you to do. So your heart receives what he tells you. And you do it without murmuring. You do it without protest. You do it without even uttering anything against what he commands you to do. You must recognize that it is true. So what he tells us to do, it is either of the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. And what Yahweh commands of scripture, we know that it is the spirit of truth. And we recognize that it is of him because his spirit is truth. His word is spirit and life. It is truth in what he commands us to do. We don't refuse to accept what he says. We don't need an explanation. It doesn't have to be explained to us. We do it because we are willingly. And this is not a willing generation at all today. We want an explanation behind everything. Why? Why must I do this? Just do it willingly. That's the sign of a pure virtuous one. It tells us that the virtuous woman, she finds flight. And she works with her hand willingly. And that is what a true saint of Yahweh must do. They must do those things that he commands us to do willingly. It must be a willingness in our hearts. We will not question him as to why you command us to do this. We know that he is of truth. And everything he speaks to us is truth. So he will not lead us down an errant path unto darkness. He will lead us to his presence. So our hearts must desire willingly without protest and protest against him. Why have you chosen me to do that? If it's suffering, if it's to die for him, we must do it willingly. If it's to sow with your hands, you must do it willingly. You cannot murmur and protest. If it is to cook, you must do it willingly. And if it is to cut trees or whatever, or to drive to shore, you must do it willingly. You can't protest and say, why me? What is the purpose behind this? Well, the purpose behind it all is to show that he is truth. That's the purpose behind it. And to know that he is the one that leads us and guides us by the spirit of truth. And so we will not protest against him, what he commands us to do.
This is a generation that loves to protest. The children protest against parents. They resist and they rebel against the laws and the structures of the home because they're not willing to obey. And there's something pure about willingness, that spirit of willingness. We must have that willingness to obey Yahweh without any protest or any resistance as to what He commands us to do. And we must know that, understand that it is an obligation unto Him. Are we not obligated unto Him? Then we ought to do what He commands us to do willingly. Whatever He instructs us to do, we ought to do it. And when a man does that, then there is a profound unction that Yahweh will pour out upon the man, the woman, because they have done it willingly. That's why in this generation we don't see the great anointing of Almighty Yahweh. It is one thing that Messiah, Yahshua, did. He did all things to please the Father. And He did it willingly. He did all things willingly that He will lay down His life to assure us of the hope of Yahweh's salvation. He did it willingly. He did not murmur. He did not complain. He did not protest against the Father. So when you find yourself protesting and rebelling, you know that there is not a pure virtuous mindset in you. You know that there is a seed of rebelliousness in you, and that is the thing that will corrupt you, whereby you cannot even touch the throne of Almighty Yahweh. When a man rebels, he cannot touch the throne of Yahweh. He cannot enter into the inner courts of Almighty Yahweh. For we must enter in with truth and fullness of truth in our hearts. Now, I want to read from Exodus chapter 35. As Moshe began to gather, Exodus 35, I want to begin in verse 4. It tells us in the preceding verses that he began to gather all the house and the children of Israel. And Moshe began to speak the words unto them that Yahweh commanded him concerning the Shabbat, the laws of Yahweh, and what things that they must do. And he began to speak unto Israel concerning that obligation and the commands of Almighty Yahweh. It says in verse 4 of Exodus 35, and Moshe spoke unto all the congregation of the children of Israel. He said, I want to tell you what Yahweh has commanded me. He said, this is the thing Yahweh commanded, saying. You understand that Yahweh commanded this? And this is what he told Moshe to speak unto all the congregation, and that is the sanctified gathering of the people of Yahweh. I want you to speak to them. He says, take ye from among you an offering unto Yahweh. Now, what is the offering today that you're going to offer him? What will you offer Yahweh today? There's only one offering. That you present your body unto Yahweh as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service unto Him. So He commanded all of them to bring an offering unto Yahweh. And He says this, whoever is of a willing hearts, let him bring it, an offering unto Yahweh, gold, silver, and brass. And it gives us the details of the offerings in the next few verses. Now, what do we present unto him? Is he pleased in sacrifices and burnt offerings as much as he is in obedience? He wants us to obey. And we obey because our hearts are willing to obey. When you become unwilling, you're not going to obey Him. You're going to begin to find some reason to protest against Him. He said, I want all those of willing heart. If you're not of willing heart, don't bring it. If you're not willing to present your body unto Him, you have nothing else to offer Him. The gold, the silver, where the earth and the fullness thereof belongs unto Yahweh. The cattle upon a thousand hill, everything belongs to Him. So our willing offering is ourselves unto Him. And we present ourselves unto Him clean. Willingly we do that. We do without any stipulations. Well, I will present myself unto you if you give me $100,000. No, that is not how we do it, saints. I will do that if you heal me. No, that is not how it works. You must have a willing heart. Your heart must be willing regardless to what He commands you to do. And He is not going to command you to do something that is vile, filthy, and that is filled with stench, that is reprehensible unto Him, that His name may be defamed. He's not going to do that. He's going to command you things to do according to His law. And according to what He is. Not against Him. And so when He speaks unto us, it will bring forth His excellent anointing in us. So the first charge was those of willing heart. You're going to consent to this. And once you consent, you will be obligated. And once you're obligated, you will not speak against it. You will not protest and say, well, I did not know it was going to be this argument. I didn't know that it was going to be tough. I thought I would have my own liberties. Then you're not willing. Your heart is not willing. Any time there is any protest, you're not willing. That's just like a mother or father telling the child to do something, and they do it, and yet they protest. They don't do it willingly. They just simply do it by compelling or force because of the authority that commanded them to do it. When they do it willingly, there is a blessing that Yahweh will respond and bless their hearts and fill it with the goodness and the kindness and His truth in the inward parts. And that's why there's not much of that today. They're filled with everything but His truth and the power of His truth. What is that when it makes us free from who? From you. It makes you free from you. You are the one that protests. You are the one that's unwilling. So it makes you free from you. You are the one that would do more damage than anyone. So it's not your neighbor or someone that you know that causes you the damage. It's you that caused the damage. So the first stipulation was that you must have a willing heart. He said, well, you have a willing heart, then you bring it. Don't bring it if your heart is not willing. Don't do it if your heart is not willing. If your spirit is not right, you pray about it. And then you do it with a willingness. And once you do it, there should be no protest about it. You should not murmur one bit about it. Well, she had me to do it. Why she didn't get that one? Or he had me to do it. Why not the other one? You see, you're not doing it willingly. You're not going to receive anything from Yahweh with that kind of spirit. You're going to be cursed. And that's the truth. For some reason, we don't think that because we have learned the ways of the heathens, that will not procure the curse upon us. And it has. And that's why our minds are bogged down. That's why there's no power of liberty in our minds to know this truth and walk in this truth of great liberty to please Him. And in doing that, it causes us to rejoice in the inward parts. When there is a rejoicing in the inward parts, and somewhere we're missing out on doing what Yahweh commands us to do. He wants us to rejoice. And again, He wants us to rejoice always. Not just sometimes. He wants us to rejoice. It's either that His word is of great strength and truth, or it is just based upon a false lie. If it's based upon a lie, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to spend my time perspiring here and talking about something that is of great delusion, has no power or anointing or any hope in it at all. Now, I don't want to do it that way. There's something in my soul that tells me that this is of a great truth. There's a great witness in me that tells me it's of a great truth. And it is real. And our strength lies in this. I want to drop down to verse 10 in the same chapter. It says in verse 10, and every wise-hearted, you see if one is wise now, Not everyone is wise. He said, every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that Yahweh hath commanded. You understand what a man is of wise heart? He will do all that Yahweh commands him. For one is not of a wise heart, they will not do what he commands. So he said, as Moshe spoke, as he gave them stipulations of what things to bring, he said, now everyone that has a wise heart, then they will do what Yahweh hath commanded us to do. So if your heart is not wise, you will not do what he commands you to do. You will not do it willingly. It will not be a desire to do that. And so your heart will not lay hold unto those things that he commands us to do. He must speak by commandment. He must command us to do it. And he does that to show us his supreme authority and his power. He will not reason with us what things to do. So what we ought to do and how we receive the great anointing is that we become willing. We don't protest against him. You just do it. You submit to him and do it willingly. So you present your body. You let your body be a living witness for him and you do it willingly. You don't have to be pressured into doing it. You don't have to be compelled to do it. You do it willingly. Because as a pure desire, your heart is wise and you want to do that. You want to please your way. It says in the 20th verse of the same chapter. I want to drop down. I don't want to read all that. You can go back and read it all. It says in verse 20 of Exodus 35. It says, and some of the congregation and all. Only all Israel now. It said, and all of the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moshe. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up. Everyone whose heart stirred him up. Well, who were the ones that their heart stirred them up? Ones that were of wise hearts. And so if you're not of a wise heart, your heart will not stir you up to do things willingly. It will cause you to protest and rebel and speak against things you ought not to. And so everyone whose heart was stirred up in him and everyone who his spirit made willing. See, the spirit was made willing. And they brought Yahweh offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And for all his service and for the holy garment. Everyone whose spirit was made willing. Do you not understand how adamant one spirit can become? They protest so much, they become hardened. They reject and rebel against everything. Because there's no willing spirit in them. It is one filled with rebelliousness. Because their heart is filled with sin. They're not wise. They're wise to do evil, but to do good, they're not wise to do that. But a man is wise to do right. He will do those things willingly unto Yahweh because he knows they please him. So they brought those things unto Yahweh for the service of the tabernacle. And that is what everyone here should do. Everything concentrate around or is centered around the worship in the tabernacle of Yahweh. So we should always do things to alleviate, to help, to assist, and it should be done willingly. It should not be done for reward of your flesh. It should be done with a willing heart. And they brought their gold and their silver and much for the purpose of the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh. Well, what is that? Well, it's the body. It is the body. It is the body. This building means nothing without the body of his people in the building. It's nothing but a building. And so they brought those things that would assist in the tabernacle for the holy garments, for the building of the tabernacle, to serve that it may beautify the place of Yahweh. And they did it willingly. Well, this is a generation that's not willing to do that. It's not a generation that is willingly to keep the Shabbat. They will protest against that, find every reason not to do it, and tell you, you shouldn't do it. They protest against the laws of Yahweh. They don't have a willingness of heart to do what he tells them to do. And the reason that they're willing is because they're not wise. This is a foolish generation. Because they say no to Yahweh. They say there is no mighty one and there is no creator. Now that's what they say. Because the heart is not wise. But everyone that is of a wise heart and their heart is wise, they will obey and do what Yahweh commands them willingly. The reason they will do it because they know that He is the mighty one. And I don't think that that register in the minds of the people today. And the reason it doesn't register is because there is so much foolishness and sin. Men love to play. They love foolish things. Their appetite is filled with folly and foolishness, playfulness and trivial things. It should not be, brothers and sisters. We ought to be sincere. We ought to be wise and sober and vigilant about our Father's business. He has called us for a business and a purpose to take care of His business. It's not about folly and foolishness and trivial things. It ought not to be. And so those that were of wise heart, they went forth and their hearts were stirred up in them. The anointing began to stir them. It began to stir their hearts. And everyone whom Spirit made willing, they brought. When a man begins to harden his spirit, he is not going to be made willing. Because their hearts were stirred up. They knew that what He had commanded them to do was for their own gain. And they could see the very power of Yahweh in the midst. And that they will receive the great reward because they did it willingly. And so their hearts were changed. Their hearts were stirred within them. There was a revolutionary change in them. The Spirit is always willing. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh will not consent. Because the flesh is corrupt, is vile. It cares about natural carnal things that oppose spiritual things. Everything that the world presents and offers us, it opposes the spiritual laws of Yahweh. It puts you in bondage. It causes you to become a servant to a thing and things. Instead of becoming a servant of Yahweh. As Messiah said to that rich young ruler, sell all you have and give to the poor. Well, he wasn't willing to do that. And then you pick up this burden I'm bearing and you come and follow me. Well, he wasn't willing to do that. His heart was not stirred within him. He was not of a wise heart. His spirit was not willing. The Spirit is always willing. It's willing to obey the commands of Yahweh. Why? Because that is the breath of Yahweh that He put in man. Only Yahweh has life. Only Yahweh. No other God, no other spirit has life. Only Yahweh has life. He made good and He made evil. He is the only one that has life. He is life. Nothing else has life. When He made man, He put life in every man. And that was the willingness of Yahweh because it was His willingness. He is willing. It is His desire that not any of us should perish. That we all should come to the knowledge of the light and the truth. He's not willing that any of us, He is not evil. He is not willing that any of us should perish. That's not the willingness of His heart. And so we ought to be willing to obey Him and to do what He commands us. We truly began to digest the truth, began to eat it, then our heart will begin to become stirred. We begin to trouble us when we know we're not doing what He commands us to do. And you that are not troubled because you're a fool. And what is our trouble? You're a flat out fool. I don't know how to say it any other way. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you that you're not willing to do what Yahweh commands you to do? We should be willing. We should be willing to do what He commands us to do. And that is the spirit of a virtuous, pure sign. Of the assembly of Yahweh. When we are willing. When we are not willing, we know that there is no virtuousness there. There is no purity there. When we began to protest against Him, something is wrong with us, saints. Something drastically in the inward parts is wrong with us. We need to begin not to question Him, begin to question our own hearts. And see if there is a wise heart. See if we are walking in wisdom, or we just walking in the folly of our own flesh. And you will find that you're walking in the folly and the foolishness of your own flesh. Scripture tells us in 1 Chronicles. I want to read this in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. As David began to exhort the house of Israel, he began to exhort the people that they began to set their affection on the things of Yahweh. That we ought to set our affection on the things that are above and not on the things that are on the earth. He had begun to set his affection on the house of Yahweh. And that is what we must do, saints. We must set our affection on the kingdom. And not on these natural carnal things. We ought not set our affection on these carnal things. It should be set on the things that are above. And the things that Yahweh has ordained to bring about that great excellence of spirit that we can walk truly free from sin. We realize what great reward He has for us. And the blessing of the eternal kingdom. When we truly began to understand that, and this nation and this generation doesn't understand that. It doesn't. It says it does, but we truly don't change. Why? Because we spend so much time in things that are non-essential. They have no pertinence to our daily life. We spend so much time on our hostility, our anger, our strife, our sedition, our wrath. That's what we do. Instead of doing what He said. Praying, cleansing ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh, the spirit, perfecting the purity of Yahweh. We don't spend no time on that. Then you can trick yourself all you want to and say you are. You will know a tree by the fruit it bears. The Messiah is coming for an abundant of fruit. And we ought to be able to draw from the abundant of fruit from your life that our lives may have the fruit that is necessary when He comes. So we can trick ourselves and speak great words to ourselves and exalt ourselves and pretend with ourselves. But it's not so. It's not so. And so David says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, I would have begun reading at verse 9. As David commanded the people to give much, and they began to give much for the purpose of the house of Yahweh. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 9. I want to start there. It says in verse 9, then the people rejoiced. Why did they rejoice? For that they had offered, what? Willingly. When you began to do things willingly, you will rejoice. When you don't do it willingly, you will protest, you will fight like a fool out of hell. I use that expression. That it may pierce our hearts. Anytime you do anything, and it doesn't cause a rejoicing, you have not done it willingly. You've done it because you were compelled. You were forced. You didn't do it with any kind of delight. So that's why you murmur and you complain. You will murmur to anyone because you don't care who you corrupt. The scriptures say that a liar hated the soul that it is affected by. Anyone that is a liar and a corrupt one, they don't even love the one that they will lie to and speak lies to. They even hate them. I don't care if it's your wife, husband, son, daughter, brothers and sister. And so when David began to tell them for the purpose of their offering, when you understand the purpose of your giving, even in this community life, it ought to cause your heart to rejoice because you ought to do it willingly. You ought to know you're not doing willingly when you begin to murmur and to complain. You do it willingly to cause you to rejoice. I was so glad we could get $50, $60, $20, whatever it is. Yeah, that's the way you will respond. When you don't do it that way, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. And so when the people gave to the house of Yahweh, they began to rejoice. Why? Because they offer willingly. Then the people rejoice for that they had offered willingly. They did it willingly. They did it with the purpose to please Yahweh. So they didn't oppose Him. You know you oppose Him when you don't do it willingly. When you look for a reason to complain. Well, I didn't get this and I didn't get that. Well, that's what Ananias and Sapphira did. While it was yours, it remained yours. But once you committed willingly to do it unto Yahweh, then it's no more yours. And now you've lied to the Spirit. You've not lied to me, as Kephas said. And they began to rejoice because their hearts were willing. I don't care what you do when you do it willingly, it will cause you to rejoice. It gives you some sense of gladness. It really does. I know that. But when you don't do it willingly, then you get angry, you get upset. You get angry with anyone. You protest to anyone. You want to cause insurrection, like Barabbas. So you look for Barabbas, someone that will cause insurrection, and they will protest and they will murmur the same way. Whatever you do with a willing heart. It brings a gladness. It brings fruit in your life. It causes your soul to be revived. It causes, if I must say, as old brother James would say, it causes a feeling of bubbling down in your soul. That's what it does. Well, you do it without a willing heart, then you don't rejoice. You don't rejoice at all. And so that ought to let you know whatever you do with this done willingly. Or is that because your force are compelled to do it? And it's one thing when you do it easy, you do it willingly. It's so easy to do. And the more willing you are, the easier it is to do. If he compels you to go a mile, you say, I'll go 2 miles with you. If he say, give me your cloak, you say, take my shoes too. You do it willingly. Why? Because you know your Heavenly Father is able to supply you with a cloak, shoes, to give you back more than $10 or $50 or $5,000. He's able more to give you that back. That's not our purpose for $10 or $20 or $100 from the Father. Our purpose to trust Him is for the eternal kingdom. We know that there's a kingdom that is much more greater than the things of this natural kingdom. So that's what our hearts rejoice in. Not because He can give us shoes, a clothes or our backs. Because He has something much greater than that. It's not temporal, but it's everlasting. It's eternal in the kingdom. So that's why we rejoice. So anytime you find yourself murmuring, anytime there's not a rejoicing or gladness to give to Yahweh, you haven't done it willingly. It's best for you to keep that. Because you're not going to be blessed of Him. You're not going to receive the blessings of Yahweh. You're going to become bitter. You're going to become hostile in your spirit. And you're going to die that way too. And that's the truth. I'll show you in Scripture. It says in 1 Chronicles 29:9. I want to read that again. Then the people rejoice. For that they offered willingly unto Yahweh. Because with an unperfect heart. With a what? They offered how? You see, the heart has to be perfect to offer willingly. So He needs to work on the heart, doesn't He? We need to become wise in heart. The hearts of Christ. He says, and with a, because with perfect heart, they offered willingly to Yahweh. And David the king also rejoiced with what kind of joy? Great joy. He did not just rejoice with joy. He rejoiced with great joy. It caused his heart to be exceedingly glad. He rejoiced with that. Why? Because their hearts were in tune and in line with the commandments of Yahweh. They were willing to do it. They understood the great gain in the willingness to do it. And when they did it, they knew that there was a great reward for doing that, saints. If we could ever get over this old carnal, corrupt flesh that is not willing. The flesh is always willing. The spirit is always willing. The flesh is weak and it's not willing to obey the commands of the laws of Yahweh. So when you find someone that protests against what He says, what He commands us to do, that there ought to be a willingness, you know that they are carnal and fleshly. You know that there is enmity against the Father. They don't love the Father. They have no desire to please the Father. And so that's why they draw from the resources of their flesh. They murmur, they complain, and that is what they do. I want to drop down to verse 13. There are a lot of verses. You go back and you read the entire chapters. I want to do this because of expedience. It says in verse 13, now therefore our Elohim, our Father, we thank thee and praise thy glorious or thy wonderful name. You see what they praise? His name. Not some title, they praise His name. It says in verse 14, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able, what are we, who are we, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? It ought to cause your heart to rejoice. To say, what am I? Who am I that Yahweh allows me to offer so willingly after this sort? I bless you. What are we that He will allow us to offer so willingly? To offer your body as a sacrifice? To give your heart completely over unto Him? What a great blessing, saints. For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. They said, There's nothing we have to give you. What we gave you is yours. We didn't make one slither of gold. We cannot produce one slither of silver. They say it belongs to you. And you allow us what is yours to offer it unto you so willingly. We bless you for that. You see, that's what they would say. What is your life? It is not your life. You did not make your life. And to offer that unto Yahweh, which is already His, you ought to just bless Him. Say, you mean you're going to let me offer my life back to you? And everything I am is for you? Man, what a blessing. I thank you for that. You see, their hearts were perfect and they were wise. And they realized that whatever we have, you gave it to us. And you allow us to bring this willingly. I mean, we're not forced to do it. You just say, bring it and offer that unto you. What a great statement, saints. That He willingly allow us to come. He made your hands that you could literally lift them up unto Him. He put the breath in your body. You have no ability to vocalize unless He gives you that. It all comes from Him. And to do it willingly, to do it because He asked you to do it. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a tremendous blessing, saints. And what they were literally saying, we are nothing, Father. And yet you have made us something to bring something willingly unto you. You could allow us to do that. You don't need us. But yet you assemble us that we can bring this unto you, and you accept what we do because we do it willingly. We do it with a willing heart. That's what He wants, saints. He doesn't want to compel us. He don't want us to be coerced and forced to do one thing. He wants your heart to be willing. He wants your heart to be established in the perfect law. When your heart is established in the perfect law, then you'll do it willingly. When established in a false law, we won't do it willingly. When established by the law of our bylaws of our flesh, we won't do the things willingly. We get this perfect law of Yahweh with us, we will do it willingly. We present everything unto Him. Our praises, our thanks, our worship will be unto Him. You've made us, and He made us so marvelously that He put His breath in us all, saints. That's what Yahweh did. And we were brought to life by the breathing of His breath. Our souls became animated and alive. That's what they did. He breathed into us that. Without His breath, there is no life. And He has put something in us that we can willingly come to Him and offer praise offering, sacrifices of thanksgiving, exaltation unto Him, which is His. We can do that. And the beauty about it is that we do it willingly. Just do it willingly. He wants us to do it willingly. Not because I tell you to do it. We just do it willingly. If you're walking on the ground, you're in the kitchen, wherever you are, at the shower house, you just do it willingly. That's all. That's what He wants. He has made us. We didn't make ourselves. You didn't make yourself. Your way did. And to know that He has allowed us to do this willingly. What a blessing. What a blessing. To know that, saint. What a great strength of understanding. I want to do it willingly. I want to love my brother willingly. I want to love my sisters willingly. I want to live with my brothers and sisters willingly. I don't want to be compelled to do it. I want my heart to be willing to do it. Because I know it's right. I want to be willing to do it. And we are willing. Obedient and willing. And there's a great reward too. The scripture tells us that. It says in verse 15. They say, for we are strangers before thee. And sojourners. As were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as but a shadow. And there is none abiding. There's none that has the assurance of hope or grounded in hope, what he was saying. It says, O Yahweh, our Father, our Elohim, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for only one purpose, for thine holy name, cometh of thine hand. Everything that we have mustered up. We have brought together. You have made it all. I want to make sure you understand that, Father. It is nothing that we are contributing, just a willingness to do it. That's nothing that we can contribute unto Yahweh. It just must be a willingness to obey Him. You can't give Him life. He has no beginning or ending. You can't bring Him down, for He is the Exalted One. You can't make Him any less than what He is, because He is who He is. So what is it that we can do? Nothing. But what a mighty blessing it is to be willing to do what He commands us to do, because we're just willing to do it. That's a blessing. He said, everything that we offer, it has come from You. It belongs to You. And verse 17, I know also, my Father, my Elohim, that Thou triest the heart. We know You try the heart. And You have pleasure in uprightness. Your pleasure is in those that are willing to do things right. And they walk circumspectly before You. He say, as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have offered, or I have willingly offered all these things. When what is not upright in heart, they're not going to offer willingly. You must have an uprightness. You must be willing to do things in an upright fashion. Not in one that is false, but one that is real and sincere. And David said, in the uprightness of my heart, have I willingly, not compelled, but willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen the joy of Thy people. Why? Because they did it willingly. You will never have the fullness of the power of His joy unless you do it willingly. You can work in a job that pays you $100,000 a year, $200,000. 500,000. Unless there's a willingness to do it, you will never be satisfied. Unless you are willing to do what He tells you to do and commands you to do, you will never rejoice. You will have a sad countenance, a countenance that never exemplifies the joyfulness of Almighty Yahweh. So that's why some of you can't get out of your spiritual realm, because you're not willingly and ready to do what He commands you to do. It's not a willingness to pray. It's not a willingness to deny yourself. It's not a willingness to crucify the old flesh. See, we're not willing to do that. We must be willing to do it, saint. It must be a willingness, because He made all flesh. And all flesh is just like grass. And Yahweh made all flesh. And David said, because we did it with willingness, I have seen the joy of Thy people, which are present here. He said, the people are present here for one thing, to offer willingly unto Thee. We should be in the presence of our Father here to do everything willingly. We should be here to do what He commands us willingly, with consent, knowing that it is His approval, without protest, knowing our obligation, and there's a willingness to do it. And we ought to do it with joy. For we know who we are doing it for and the purpose. And whom our service is unto, we ought to know. We ought to do it willingly. That is how it ought to be done, saints. And if we don't get that willingness of heart, we are not ever going to sense the mighty power of the joy of Yahweh. If you're willing to suffer with Him, if you suffer with Him, only then are you going to reign with Him. You got to be willing to suffer with Him. If you're not willing to suffer, you're not going to reign with Him. And most folks are not willing to suffer. They're not willing to endure for the night season. Why? Because when you do that willingly, then the joy will come in the morning. So because we're not willing to endure the night season, then there's no joy in the morning time. Oh, weeping may endure just for a short season for the night. And you do that willingly, whereby there's a weeping, you cried out unto the Father, then there's a great joy in the morning. Those saints in the first gathering, the first assembly, as the Kephar Peter spoke to them, they did things willingly. And it's one thing that Yahweh had to do is to uproot that corrupt spirit out in Araya and Zophara. The husband and wife in consent one with the other, and they were willing to lie unto the spirit of Yahweh. And that was an evil thing, so he had to bring death there to bring fear upon them, that they will know that you don't play with the Father. You don't play with Yahweh. Just like that old fella in that story listening today, you don't play with God, dog, as he says it. You understand what he's saying. You don't play with the Father. And that's what they were doing. They were playing. You don't play with Yahweh. You don't do that. And when a man is not willing to do it, he thinks he's getting by. He's just playing around. And so everything that he commands us to do, it ought to be willingness of heart. That's why we don't walk in the power of that joy and the power of that esprit in our souls. Because we're not willing to do it. It's almost like a drudgery and a task to do it, and ought not to be just, I'm willing to do it. Whatever it takes, whatever you will me to do, I'll do it, Father. Whatever you command me to do, I'll do it. To live for you, I'm willing to do it. To die for you, I'm willing to do that. To suffer for you, I'm willing to do that. Now that's the kind of mentality we must have, saints. And the way that is going to come, we got to begin to desire to walk in the uprightness that he commands us to walk in. You can't walk in hypocrisy and unfeignedness. It must be a sincere heart, brothers and sisters. It has to be. And when you begin to do that, you'll give everything to him. You will give your life to him, your heart. You will trust him with everything. For you will know that he made your heart. And what you've given unto him is already his. You will know that he made the mind. You know what you're offering him is already his. You will know that he made everything. And without him is nothing made. He made everything. And you will know that, and you say, what am I? What am I? That you will say to me, offer this unto you and do it willingly. It's already yours. Every soul belongeth unto Yahweh. Every soul. And to know that he granted that unto us, to say, do it willingly. What a profound statement. I can't even grasp that. He wants us to do it willingly. That's what he wants, saints. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 1. Quickly, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Wash you, make you clean. Yahweh said, put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes. He says, cease to do evil. I'll stop your wicked ways. Stop doing your evil deeds. Do what I command you to do. Isaiah chapter 1, 16. He said, just cease from your wickedness. Now you can cease, and that is simply to stop. Cease from your wicked ways and your corrupt doing. Just stop doing them. Now tell me we can't do that. There were things that I did that I had no anointing not to do. I just ceased. I stopped doing them because they were not right to do. They were not good for me. He says, learn to do well now. You must learn how to do well. You have to learn. You have to be taught how to do well. Learn to do well. And it's one thing that we protest against. He says, seek judgment. Seek it now. Ensue judgment. Seek judgment. Desire to be judged. And we don't like being judged. And the reason why, because we think very highly of ourselves. No man wants to be judged. And yet he will judge every man. He says, seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. We ought to plead for the widow. Judge the fatherless. You understand that there's need with the fatherless. Judge that. What a corrupt generation. They care only about themselves. That's sad. What about the ones that are fatherless? What about the children who have no father? That's so sad. I don't want that kind of spirit. That's corrupt. He said, come now and let us talk. Let me preach together. Let me preach you. Let us reason together, says Yahweh. Believe me, Yahweh is not going to say, what do you think, David? Well, if I don't do that, will you be mad with me? That's not what he said. Come on, let me tell you something. Let me preach to you. That's what Saul was saying when he said, reason. Let me come preach to you. Let us reason, says Yahweh. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, he said, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He says this now. He said, now if you be willing and obedient, you understand that? If you're just simply willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you're willing, saint, you eat the blessings of your way. There will be no lack in your life. You will never lack anything. If you're just willing and obedient. What? Well, you first of all began to wash yourself. You began to cleanse yourself. You began to put away your evil doings, your evil thoughts, your evil deeds. You got to start with you. Can I ask you a question? When you take a bath, who washes you? You wash yourself in the bathtub? Okay, so it starts with you. You bathe yourself. You bathe yourself. So you began to do that. You began to wash yourself and make yourself clean. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded one. You're willing and unwilling. You don't know what you want to do. You up, you down. You twist it, you cross over. You don't even know which way to go. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You will receive the blessings of Yahweh. Your house shall be full and your heart shall be full. He said, but I want to tell you something in verse 20. But if you refuse and you rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. When you refuse to do what he tells you, then that's what that spirit does. When one is not willing, then they begin to protest. So that's why they refuse. That's why they rebel. They began to protest against Yahweh. Well, I don't see why I ought to. Well, he told you to do it. He told you to wash yourself. He told you to make yourself clean. He wants you to put away your evil of your doing before your eyes, before his eyes. He wants you to cease from all your evil. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to cease from that. He said, but now if you don't do that, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be consumed. You're going to be devoured with the sword, and the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. This is not David Roberts. This is not what you have said, but the mouth of Yahweh has spoken this. And he was talking to his house. He was talking to those that call on his name. And so he's telling you, saints, we must begin to wash our filthy mouths, our spirits, our hearts, cleanse them. We need the mercy and the truth of Yahweh, that our iniquities are purged from us. Judge us, Yahweh. You got to seek judgment. You can't reject judgment. We reject judgment. That's the strength of Yahweh in the house. Where a man seeks judgment, that his ways may be approved of by Yahweh. We want Yahweh to approve our ways. Thank the Father for Messiah. For all of his ways, Yahshua, all of his ways were approved of by the Father. I bless him for that. That's why we must consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners, so we don't get weary. He did all things willingly to please the Father. He did everything to please him. And he did it with a willing heart, because he walked in the uprightness of Yahweh. And if we don't walk in the uprightness, what is his uprightness? His statutes, his judgments, his commandments. We must do what he tells us to do. We can't pursue our own agenda. You can't do what you think is right. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. Your ways seem pure to you. They seem awful pure. And yet you're corrupt. You don't show forth the dynamics or the excellence of the Spirit of Yahweh. And yet you think your ways are right. They're not right. They're wrong. They're corrupt. Anytime they're selfish and me, myself, and I, you know you're wicked. I don't care what you say. You're flat out wicked. You're a child of hell. You're a corrupt pervert. You're depraved in your mind. Because he wants us to look on the welfare of the others. And to look after others more so than ourselves. A man doesn't do that, then woe unto him. How can you just think about you? You can't even love your neighbor as yourself. You can't tell me you love. You don't even love. You don't even know what love is. You need to get to become immunized from your own selfishness and your own sin and learn how to love. What you need to do. That's what you need to do. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6. Quickly. He Messiah, you know, he, as he spoke to his apostles and that rebellious house and generation, he want us to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation, saints. Why? Because the Spirit indeed, the Spirit is always willing, but the flesh is so weak. The flesh is a very weak thing. Every flesh. Your flesh, every man's flesh. Because it only boasts in flesh. Our hope is in Almighty Yahweh through Messiah. The flesh only boasts in flesh. That's what it boasts in. In its own proudness. It has no ability at all. Without the Spirit, it has no life. Then that's the foolishness of flesh. Shaul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6. He says, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we're in this physical body, we're at home in this natural realm. He said, we are absent from Messiah, Yahshua. We're absent from the Father. He said, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We trust Almighty Yahweh, even though things do not appear to be as what they ought to be. This is a faith walk for us. He said, wherefore, he said, we are confident. We are confident. You hear that? He said, we are confident. I say. He said, I'm telling you how bold I am. I have confidence and I tell you, and willing rather. See, we're not willing to be rather absent from this, from the body, and to be present with Almighty Yahweh, with Messiah. He said, we're willing. There's a willingness to die. There is a willingness to die. There is a willingness to die. We are not willing to do that. We're trying to preserve this. Can I tell you something? Only Yahweh can preserve us. Only He can. So what Shaul was saying, he said, I'm showing what confidence I have in the Father, that I am more than willing to be absent from this body, knowing that I'm present with Messiah, Yahshua. He said, I'm willing to do that. Are we truly willing to do that, to be absent from this body? Willing now? Are we willing? Oh, for quiet. Are we truly willing to be absent from this body, knowing that we are going to be present with Him? Paul said, I'm telling you something. We are confident. And if you're not willing to do that, you have no confidence in the Father. Now, that's just it, brothers and sisters. Paul said, we are confident. I am sure. Without any doubt, I say, and I'm telling you, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with Yahshua. He said, I'm willing to do that. He said, I'm willing to lay down my life because I know I'm going to be with Him. We better get that willingness, saints. You watch these brothers and the sister that have been willing to lay down their lives. They were willing. So you better be willing to lay it down. You better have some confidence that you're willing. You see, that's why there's no willingness in the people today, because we don't have confidence in Him. It's one thing about those that have a leader. In the military, when I was in the military, I am known, or I am coded in the military as a Vietnam-era veteran on combat. Now, that's my statistic. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, but I'm a non-combat veteran. But I recall when those men were coming back, when I was in the military, all the drill sergeants and things had done 2 and 3 duties, tours in Vietnam. And they knew the battle. They knew death. They had seen it. These men were sharp. All of them, they were sharp men. They were studious men. And they were confident in what they taught you. That if you do what I tell you, boy, not only will you save yourself, but you'll save others too. You better do it the way we show you, the way we instruct you. That's the way you better do it. Because if you make a mistake, you can destroy you and others. So because we don't have confidence, and that is a sure foundation. The word of Yahweh is sure. And Saul said, because it's a precious thing, and the only thing he had was the Torah, it's a precious thing, the death of the saints of Yahweh in his sight. Precious is the death of the saints in the sight of Yahweh. So he said, I'm willing to be absent from this body. I am willing. And so we must be willing, saints. Has to be a willingness. We can't oppose what he said. We can't argue with the Father. We can't do that. We like to do that in our own spirit. We do it in our own ways. We literally think we're getting by, but we're not getting by. We do it the way we want to do it. We like to talk back to the Father. You know, if you ever had a natural father, you talk back to him. You talk back under your breath. You said things that you ought not to have said. You see, that's the way we do with our father. That's what Israel did. That's why they began to rebel and reject what he said. They refused, I'm not going to do that. And so they lost out. Let me read a few more scriptures before I close. He says in the 8th chapter, the same, 2 Corinthians, verse 12. He said, I want to tell you something, brothers and sisters. For if there be first a willing mind, do you understand what must be first? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. He said, first of all, there must be first a willing mind. It is, what is now? The gift, the offering, the sacrifice. It is accepted according to what the man has. Well, what he has, a willing mind. So if you just got a willingness, saint, I don't care what you have. I don't care if you have a widow's mite. It makes no difference what you have, but you're willing to do it. That widow, she put in much more than all of them. Why? Because she was willing to trust Almighty Yahweh. She believed the hope of Yahshua. So she put in her last mite. And those that put in much, they put in because of their abundance. She gave all. Because she had confidence. If I die, then he's able to raise me up. That's why she was willing. When you don't have confidence, you're not willing. When you got confidence, you're willing. And that's why she was willing, because she had confidence. And it first started your heart, your mind. You got to have a willingness. You can't protest against him. You can't fight against him. So if one has that willingness, first a willing mind, it is what? The gift or the offering or the sacrifice is accepted according to what the man has. Not according to that he hath not. It has nothing to do with what you don't have. That's what you present to him. If your mind, your heart is willing, it's all in the willingness to bring it before him. And if we're willing to do what he commands us, then mind, what a great reward and what a great blessing it is. Now, if we're not willing to do it, you're not going to receive a blessing. You're not going to receive his fullness. The blessing of Yahweh is the fullness of his joy, my friends. It's not some house or some piece of land. The wicked got that. This world is full of the wicked. They own the natural things of this earth. It's the fullness of his peace, his joy, his strength, his anointing. That's the power of Yahweh. Not because you can build a house 10 times bigger than this building. That doesn't mean nothing. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13 and 18. I want to close with these two. Hebrews 13 and 18. And 2 Peter 4, 3 and 9. 2 Peter. I will read them. It says in Hebrews 13, verse 18. And Joel said, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience. That's what he said. We trust that our conscience and our desire is pure. We have a good conscience. In all things, he said, willing to live honestly. Now, are you willing to live honestly? Willing to live honestly with your brothers and sisters? Not to harbor any kind of corrupt feeling or emotions against them. Are you willing to do that? That's the way it should be. Only one with a good conscience can do that. If you don't have a good conscience, you can't live honestly. You can't have a willingness to live honestly with each other. Your conscience has to be pure. If you have a corrupt conscience, you can't do it. That's why most folks are not willing to live honest. Speak honest. Speak lies and deception. And Peter says in 2 Corinthians 3:9, what a profound verse here. Everything is profound that Yahweh says. I want to close with this one. He said, Yahweh is not slack. He's not a slack one. He's always on time. He is not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, as some men are slack. In 2 Peter 3:9, he says, but is long-suffering to usward. He's long-suffering toward us. Why? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, that's why he is not willing that any of us should perish. He is not slack, saints. That's why we count the long-suffering of Yahweh as salvation. It's not his willingness that any of us perish. And so if it's not his willingness for us to perish, it ought to be our willingness that his name ought not to perish out of our hearts, out of our minds. His laws ought not to perish. But we ought to have a willingness to obey what he says and keep his commandments and his law. For they are the great strength and the power in this hour. That's what we're going to need when this onslaught of hell come against us. And that's the truth, saint. For He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He has not changed. His name has not changed. His personality, whom He is, He has never changed. Now religion has changed Him, but He has not changed. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, you began to govern your heart. Is there willingness there? Do you protest, rebel, refuse to obey Him? Or is there the consent and excessive obligation to do what He commands you to do? And you do it forthright. And you do it because you take great pleasure. And because you do it with willingness, it brings forth the excellence of His joy, His worship, and His praise out of your bosom. When you don't do things with that kind of spirit, you will never get to that realm whereby you truly can be filled with the joy in the anointing of Almighty Yahweh. It must be willing. Why? Because He gives the Spirit unto those that ask, that obey Him. And if we obey Him, we can ask knowing that He's going to give us the Spirit and not some strange, devilish thing. Why? Because we know our hearts are upright and we have a good conscience toward Him. May Yahweh bless you, give you peace and strength. His anointing fill your heart, cause you to grow in His strength. I do love the Word of Yahweh. I do. I take great delight, great comfort in the simplicity of His truth. Just a willingness. If you be willing and obedient, then you eat good things. That's why you don't eat much good thing, because we're not willing and obedient. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength, and encourage your hearts. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Be sure the brothers get a good rest tonight. I know they labor, so I want to make sure. It's a good meal. May Yahweh bless you. Father, we thank You for all things, for Your people tonight, for the word of faith. Give us that willingness, Yahweh. And You have given that unto us. We must just be willing to do it. You're not going to compel us. We must be willing, Father. Help us in the uprightness of heart, perfect heart, to do the things that are pleasing before You. Cause our hearts to delight and to desire You above all things. We ask all things in Your sure mighty name, Yahweh. We bless You. We thank You tonight. Take Sister Dot down the highway safety, Sister Laura. Give all the brothers rest and comfort tonight. Those that have gone out in labor, those that have labored here, Father, with a willing spirit, Father, just bless them, the sisters, the cooking, their labor, the cleaning and all. Give them all comfort, rest, those that have done the laundry, whatever, Father, bless them and give their bodies comfort and rest tonight. We ask all things in Your sure mighty name, and all the saints decry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.